That
he'll
find everywhere. There is no such thing.
Americans are more sophisticated.
They're thinking like that.
If we interpret the court's ruling like that, then it will be a...
No, we have got our own thoughts. They're thought-checking. So I'm thinking of Krishna, why you are checking? This will be our demand. Do you think Krishna thinking is illegal or madness? Then you have to condemn the whole Hindu religion.
Heavy religion.
Man, Krishna is taken as Hindu god. So I'm thinking of Hindu god. Why you are taking?
I think that modern Christianity has...
Krishna. We are reading Bhagavad Gita and killing Krishna. The same disease we are using. Our national father is supposed to be a great devotee of Bhagavad Gita, but Krishna is king. Why the government does not take it seriously? But Gandhi wanted Bhagavad Gita as guide. Why they not take it?
Gandhi, the Vaishnava Janta Tenakaya, he had been, he was regularly. All of that was following us.
That is all bogus. Bogus, simply bogus. Politics. In Gandhi's asana, I say, not a single Vaishnava or Vishnu or Krishna.
Photographs, you mean to say?
Yeah. He's Vaishnava.
He never visited any temple.
It's bogus. Yes, simply politics.
He wanted to please other Muslims and others, and especially untouchables.
The people approached him and Mahatmaji, you have got influence about the Muslims, why not stop cow killing? Oh, I cannot touch on their religious principles. You see, cow killing is religious. Their religious principles. If I say, my father killing, mother killing is my religion, so Gandhi will say, yes, you can do that. Non-violent. Kill non-violent. These nonsense contradictions can be tolerated by the fools and the sinners. That is non-violent at the same time copy. This rascal, another rascal, you are observing Buddha Jayanti and daily cow killing. As if Buddha, Lord Buddha recommended cow killing.
Buddhists all eat meat-eaters, the world over.
Not the question of Buddhists, that is Christian, Hindus, everyone, rascals. I mean, Lord Buddha. He is nonviolent, and this John Lennon was observing Buddha Jayanti and at the same time sanctioning cow killing. What is there in cow killing? What is wrong in eating meat? You are saying? Advertising now. Everyone is asking, what is this? Hare Krishna. What is this? There is a whole everything. Even if one did not know, he is not trying. What is this? And our books are selling. What is this Krishna book? No, indirectly they are advertising. They are greatest. Shock that our people being taught no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, then where is our solution? And he said, man can understand that this Hindu culture is being forcibly introduced.
That must be a vagrant fellow.
Must be. The judge is also the same person, meat-eating person. How is that possible?
This type of judgment has come in from increase, which is coming. No? Free. Freedom.
Yes.
We have cherished that type of freedom in our country.
No, they are thinking I am checking on their freedom. If they eat meat, I say, no, don't eat meat. I am checking on their freedom. They will take it in that way.
Who are you? They left not to be here.
Hmm? Yes.
It's called the fool's paradise.
Yeah.
These people had a sort of a, must have a sort of a false sense of superiority or something because of that.
Yes, that is another point. India is becoming superior.
Both poor and colored me.
Yes.
No,
I think that is more. And he's controlling his young generation. That is another point.
They put a black man without any penny in his pocket, like that.
Why? In 1971, many papers were astonished how one Indian is controlling so many white men. They were our paper becomes a white. They cannot control even one white man.
this type of, I mean, peculiar mental sort of a makeup has been created after the second, after the first industrial revolution. As a matter of fact, material.
The German people are accused that the old man is sitting in Los Angeles and he has engaged all these young boys and getting money from him.
Yeah.
The German propaganda. They're thinking that way because I have some mind control power. I've engaged this young man and they're getting money and I'm in jail.
Everyone judges others from their own
standards.
They're surprised, the neighboring people around our town. So how do you live so comfortably? You've got so many cars and so nice house. But they're working hard like hogs and dogs. And we're getting money without doing anything. They're envious.
Yeah. If we invite them to come and join us.
That they will not. Why? Here also. Yeah. They're envious of this Hare Krishna. But when you call, you come and live here. That is the avoid. They're envious of my opulence. And when I say, invite, you come also, yeah? No. I rot as hog. That's all. I prefer this hoggish life.
And the she-hog.
This will create a sort of a turmoil.
It is already created.
There in America, at this particular...
Everywhere.
This particular
judgment.
It creates much more turmoil.
Sure.
The more they create turmoil, the more we become famous.
Mind control and brainwashing to the problem, but actually that is what you're doing. You're cleaning our brains and teaching us how to control our
brains. Yes, our method is cetadarpana marga. Yes, actually it is washing.
But brainwashing is very bad in India, not only in America, but the world over, as a matter of fact. the way the world is getting to some sort of
bizarre. I condemn everyone, that you are all dogs and hogs. And United Nations, in that of dog, I told you.
Barking of
glory. Yes, barking.
That's
a fair.
But
and in Chicago, I said, oh man, you cannot have freedom. You have got only 34 ounce brain. And man has got 64 ounce. I told them. So I become a subject of very great criticism.
Women's liberation.
Yeah. I denied. No, you cannot have. I told them.
The women's liver has become very violent and malignant sort of a thing. They want to beat their husbands.
One girl in the ARC, she was saying like, I asked her, give me sabuna. Then it is locked now. So, I frankly say, no, you cannot have it for life because your brain is 34 hours. Actually, that's a fact. There is no one philosopher, mathematician, scientist. No, they're single.
Apart from that, I mean, they are made for a particular mission.
How they can have equal rights? Up to date in the history, there is not a single woman who is a great scientist, a great philosopher, a great...
Madame Curie was there.
All bogus.
You are getting too harsh on them because they are stupid.
How can I give you equal rights? Because your brain is less substance.
We cannot degrade our mothers. That way. I mean,
it is not degraded.
These girls are misled.
Accepting the actual fact.
These girls are misled. These American girls.
Because there is no history.
The misuse of
that's freedom. Like Kunti's mother, she produced so many heroes, but she was not a hero. She could produce heroes like Arjuna, like me, but not that she becomes hero. Nobody will say that Kunti is as good as Arjuna being.
Yeah, how can anybody say that?
That is how you let the equal rights.
No woman smaller than Kunti could have produced an Arjuna.
No, you can produce, that is another thing. A cook can produce foodstuff suitable for rich man, but that doesn't mean he is rich man.
I thought you told one story about the animals having a meal and trying to become free from the control of that.
Yeah.
Our Shastra says, Yatra Nariyastu Pujjante Ramante Pasadhyaya.
Pujja, everyone is Pujjante. That is according to his point. That does not mean equal.
So you say equal.
Krishna himself was a Sudama Vipra. That doesn't mean Sudama Vipra is as good as the personality of God. When Narada was coming in Dwarka, his name is Yadu Gartavana. That's it. Narada was smiling. That's the fun. But etiquette, that's another thing. Narada never claimed that I am better than Krishna, or equal to Krishna.
Maharaj used to say.
Yeah, everyone. They knew their position. Therefore, Krishna is addressed by Arjuna. Achyuta, you promised to drive my chariot. Therefore, I'm asking you. Don't forget. You never deviate from your promise. Achyuta. Don't forget that you are Achyut. Don't think that I am your servant, I am ordered. He knows that I am servant of Krishna and I am an ordering him.
You explained explaining to that reporter in Pennsylvania, Srila Prabhupada, that actually this woman's liberation is just a trick by the men.
Yes. It is trick by the men, yes.
How could he explain that?
Huh? Because if they remain free, they get young women free.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fact.
That's rascal's man's brain. That you take freedom.
This is a perfect argument.
This is argument.
No, it's
this
fact.
This is fact. These rascals keep this woman unmarried to enjoy daily new young women. These kurmis, these rascals.
But the women, I mean...
There is club. This young women are paid for that. Topless, bottomless, you do not know.
I have never seen any club.
Yes.
I refuse to...
I know everything.
Prabhupada, you gave the example that what is the use of keeping a cow if you can get milk in the market?
Yes.
Huh?
Cow keeping is expensive.
Why keep a cow? Yes. Milk is available.
Yes.
Right. No, it's the young men think like that.
They make pregnant and they go away. And this poor girl, either she has to kill the child or beg from the government, give me welfare. Otherwise, is that freedom? This rascal woman is
freedom. They do these things with them. Absolutely, government is recognized. The
government means in a set of rascal. But practical point of view, the woman wants equal rights. Now equal rights they enjoy, and the woman becomes pregnant, and he goes out, the boy. And she has to kill the child or break from the government. This is her freedom. And it's still equal rights. Where is the equal right? The boy has gone away. You also go away? No. You have to carry the child. To get freedom, you have to kill or you have to bury. And still, she thinks I'm free.
So Shakespeare has said something by men or women. I mean, women are more.
Rather, we are giving freedom. That we are. Never mind. You have got illegitimate son. Come here. Live with us. Chant Hare
Krishna. And by teaching him to be chaste.
Yes. And teaching them, don't do it. We are beautiful. And they are happy. My God was a criticized. You keep women in the temple. And then I cannot reject.
And I was also thinking like that, sir. Today there is a prasangs, I say, that Vaishnavas, we keep women away.
But it is a different situation.
A different situation.
I cannot reject anyone.
No, that's right. You are right. But this is a great affection, the boys down here, after all.
But they are taught, don't be misled. But if they cannot, that maybe they are guilty. I cannot deny.
Yes,
I cannot deny. I cannot say that you are a woman, you are condemned.
No.
Yeah,
I cannot.
Yeah, right. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to give women away from
the that is personal yes, not that. He never said that a woman should be refused Krishna consciousness.
No, that is, nobody has said so.
And that is.
But this should not happen mixed.
Here in the Western country, it is their custom to mix, intermingle freely. How can I stop it? I may stop in my temple, but they will do it outside. That is impossible.
Nowadays, even in the universities, they allow the free mixing of boys and girls in the same dormitories.
In the same?
In the same dormitories.
Same room.
Same room. In the same dormitory, they live together.
Girls
have no
separate. Free mixing.
Same showers, even.
That's in the same.
Then.
So the outcome will be this.
Illegitimate. Krishna gives freedom. Vyasudra tathavaisya. Never mind. Chantari, come on. Manghi Partha the Pasi, J.P. Supas, anyone, come on. Chantari, Sri Prasad. This is my Guru.
My mind is haunted by those paper cuttings. What will happen?
I don't care. There will be some bodies. I know that I am sincere to Krishna, he will do this.
No, that is right. You have got extreme faith.
Faith means extreme faith, not reserve.
No. Extreme. That is what I say, extreme.
Faith does not mean any reservation. Huh? What is that? Bhajati imam anannabha. This is anannabha. No reservation. That is true. Sadhuri, he is sadhuri. Whatever he does, it doesn't matter. Bhajati imam anannabha. This is it. Sadhuri was sadhuri. He is sadhuri. Mahatman subham prasthi. Daivi prakriti mahatma. Vajanti anannamanas. These are the words. It requires staunch, faithful devotion. Then you are perfect. It doesn't matter what you are, what you are doing. For that, the real point is fixed up. Bhajate imam ananda. ten percent devotion.
Not even 0.001% reservation. Yeah. I mean, so far as the bhakti is concerned.
Yeah.
Ananya bhakti is there.
That is.
Bhakti avivicharana.
Sagunana samatitta eta. Brahma bhuva. He is in the Brahma platform. He is not in the material platform. Sagunana samatitta. Sammak prakarena uttitta. 10% Uttim.
What then this must have happened when Christ started taking against all odds? These things happen in the right sort of people, everywhere.
Yes, this is credit.
No, this is credit and this is also, this should happen also.
Yes, here is a right moment.
Yeah.
This is a test.
Yeah.
With all that research was one of
who,
the...
Who cares for this transcendental meditation? They are not making any propaganda. It is coming this year and going this year. They don't care for it. So many others have gone. Who cares for them? They are not serious about Krishna consciousness. Because they know. It's changing the whole situation.
In that one verse you were saying, Sri Prabhupada, so many Brahmins may come in...
Unless there is opposition, it is not genuine. It is not genuine, or it is not serious. The opposition must be there. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is opposition. Always. From the very beginning of birth.
Krishna had all the opposition throughout his life.
Throughout his life. That means genuine birth. The Supreme Law.
Throughout, right up to his...
Before his birth.
Before?
Yes.
After even his own claim. They were trankas and all. That was also part of our opposition.
Shishupal was his cousin.
Cousin brother. Masi ka ladka. My Masi and Mama himself, if you consider that way, he rose against all odds. So greater the opposition, better you become.
Samoham sarva bhutesh. God must be defied to everyone.
Yes, sir. You are right. With that extreme faith, Jesus, with that extreme faith, Jesus rose to the cross.
That is the greatness of the moment. Keep my hip in my hand and walk. And I would say, sir, that you also should not take bath in cold water.
No, I don't take. I never take.
I am frightened of
since 1967, I'm not taking cold water. But before that, even in America, I was taking twice cold water.
I have never taken cold water in my life. In
a shower. I was taking.
All these boys take cold water. I got from them. The
I never use hot water. In India, the Delhi is the coldest. But in my business, in the hotel, I was taking cold water. Everyone was surprised. How is that? In Saharanpur, in bitter cold, and I was taking cold water early in the morning.
This will be extreme cold in the river. I had taken bath in the conference of 4 or 5 years back. It was not winter, but then it was very cold.
No, it is cold,
cold throughout the year because snow melt and keep that water very cool.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna.
Gentlemen will have a flower in the hand.
In the times of Mughals. Yes. You have seen all the pictures with the flowers.
That was the system. Our Pandit Jawaharlal was keeping one flower. Always.
But what prosperity India must have, that those people from Europe tried to find out India and went round the earth and found out America. What prosperity did India have? What prosperity India must have then? 300-400 years back.
India can have prosperity even now if they take their own culture.
No, even material prosperity, I mean to say, sir.
Material.
American
mind is also material.
Europeans came here for material prosperity.
If you have satisfaction of the mind, that is material. That is not spiritual. Manasasthani indriyani prakriti sthani.
Hare
Krishna. Tabiyat theek hai?
Hare.
Manasasthani indriyani prakriti sthani. Mind and the senses, that prakriti is fine. They're not spiritual.
No, but sir, that sukshmasari is material. Sukshmasari, sukshmasari, and
yes,
even
so mind struggle. Mind is subtle matter. Humira vanalo vayu khanga mano buddhi. Vinnami prakriti astana. They are separated 5 material energies. Aparayam, they are inferior. So those who are in the mental platform, they are also inferior. The so-called philosophers, scientists and others, they are on the mental platform. Therefore, they are inferior. Aparayam, these 8 elements, those who are dealing with these 8 elements, apara, inferior. And they are advertising that we are superior. The spiritual
consciousness is brainwashed. We are superior. This is the fault. On the inferior position, that claiming superior position. It was true with him. And Krishna is giving practical example. Aparayam, this is inferior. Beyond this, there is a superior nature. What is that? Jiva Bhuta. Immediately, that's living. And still this rascal cannot understand what is superior and inferior. अच्छा ठीक है कीजिए ये बहुत सेवा है और जितना सेवा कीजिएगा भगवान उतना ही संतुष्ट है एक यदि आपसे हो सके इतना मेहरबानी कीजिए ये जो हमारा सब यूरोपियन अमेरिकन जो जो कि संस्थान को चला रहे हैं इनको अगर कुछ इनका भीतर व्यक्ति को परमानेंट वीजा दे दिया जाए तो हमारा बहुत सुविधा क्योंकि इसको ये चेंज आप करते हैं वीजा इज फिनिश्ड उसमें एक एक व्यक्ति के लिए 10,000 रुपया खर्च होता ऐसा 100 केसेस 100 टाइम्स 10,000 कितना खर्च होता देखिए झूठ मूठ
Sunday. Today is Sunday, no?
Bombay mein pe. Times of India?
No, private India.
Private printing press.
That is our argument.
It would be re-brainwashed.
Why did
I get
it? Yeah. I am thinking of Krishna. And if you stop me to think of Krishna, is it not going against my thought? Bhagavad Gita, it is recommended. Man mana bhavamad bhakta. So, this is a standard thing. So I am thinking of Krishna, why you should stop me? Is it not infringement on my freedom?
Because they argue that they are not stopping you from thinking about Krishna. They want to stop you from being a member of the Hare Krishna movement.
Why? If I have to think of Krishna, I must be a member of the society. Otherwise, how can I think of it? Suppose if I have to do business, share business, I have to become a member of the share market.
But they say that the way the society is managed...
You can say, but this is the system. If you have got some thought, you must make sure it's a similar thoughtful man. That is everywhere.
That's
they,
all right.
The scholars, they, as you said, the medical men, they associate. So how can you stop it?
They don't think it's healthy.
Huh?
They
may think anything nonsense, but this is practically going on. The medical men, they make their association, especially in your country, unless one is member of the medical association, he cannot practice.
medical association does not take up 24 hours of this time.
No. Not only 24 hours, 26 hours.
That is their charge, that it is too extreme.
Eh?
They say we isolate the devotee from the real world. We don't let him read newspapers, we don't let
him
watch
TV. That is your thought, real world, but you do not know what is reality. Your real world is this body. But this body is not real. That you, Daskar, you cannot understand.
Well, that's just your faith.
Your reality is this body. But body is not real.
Well, even if this world is not real, temporarily it's real.
Temporary, yes.
So
I am eternal. I must associate with eternity. Why should I temporary? Suppose if somebody comes in India, America, that is his temporary residence. Why should I accept India as everything? Similarly, this body is another India or a foreign India, America. It is temporary. Asan. Asat. Asan napi. Klesha de asati ha. This body is temporary. That you have no knowledge. So why shall I be attached to the temporary thing? I am the owner of the body. I am reality. So I must realize myself. Self-realization. This is self-realization, that I am not this body. I am this pure soul, Brahma, on Brahmasmi.
Even Jesus said so.
That is yes. Christ says that if getting everything one loses his own soul, what is that?
What is the value?
What is the value?
Well, they would say that we are ignoring this world and retreating.
We must. You rascal, you do not know the science.
But they have their retreats in monasteries, Christians also.
We must. That is the science. That is, you do not know, but because your tail is cut, you want others also to cut his tail.
Their main charge is that we are deceptive. In other words, we tell people that we are like this, but actually we are different. They say we tell people we will make them more intelligent.
If we are different, how the professors are scholars, they are accepting our thought. They are taking our books.
They say, that's all right. But you practice differently than your books.
No. Our book says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta. We always think of Krishna. We act accordingly, strictly according to our books. That is our specialty.
The book says that this is the highest consciousness.
Yes.
But they say that it is not complete because it doesn't have anything to
but
do with the real
we
world.
We say that you are asking, that's all.
They said he has nothing to do with the real world. Where does the real world go when you are living? That was it. From there, which is real? The sleeper is real or the world is real? I think you must go for the appeal. I mean, there must be an appeal court. No?
You
must fight out with the fools according to their own folly, not according to our wisdom.
Like just the example of their charge of deception is that we are the Hare Krishnas, but when we go to sell our books, we are in disguise. Therefore, people do not know that they are giving money to the Hare Krishna movement. So they say our whole movement is like that. In many different ways, we are tricking people.
No, but the priests nowadays, they don't always wear the collar. They want to feel comfortable with the people, they would dress themselves.
They say if people knew you were the Hare Krishna, they would not give you so much money.
But even police sometimes
went
go
to,
in disguise.
Yes.
Even the police, in order to catch a criminal, they sometimes go in disguise.
Yeah,
they act
clothes.
As criminals in order to catch a criminal. So we also have to do that. We have to act like demon sometimes.
To catch a demon.
He's always very clever.
Vamana Dev also went in disguise.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Krishna, Bhima, and Arjuna went in disguise. And they killed Jarasandha.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you wrote about Prahlad Maharaj.
Yes.
And they tried to find out where are these Vaishnavas? They must be coming in disguise to teach the boys Hare Krishna.
Yes.
What is it, Rama?
They are writing on your deck behind you. These American boys, these heresy law. A gangster. You can't be gangster.
Mm-hmm.
You will be gangster.
But Krishna, we can be anything.
You can't be gangster. That's there is some difference between them and you.
This scholar from Harvard University, he's explained it very nicely. He says that today Christianity and Judaism are materialistic. And the people who follow those religions have misunderstood their own faith. And the Hare Krishna movement is reminding them. And it is the work of God.
How nicely.
Who said?
His name is Dr. Harvey Cox. He's widely known all over the world as a leading Christian theologian. He has written many books. And he said that Christianity today is synonymous with profit, material gain, accumulation, performance, material success. So it is lost, or it is forgotten its original message. And to take something as exotic as the Hare Krishna movement from India to remind the Christians that there's another way of life based on simplicity and truth and spirituality.
He's right.
He's a very important
one.
He has joined this society to defend us. He's now traveling to different places in the United States to speak on
He's a serious gentleman. That is one. Krishna will help us.
Andrew Huxley is one of them. He is also very...
He is dead.
He is dead. How long?
Since 1962.
I have no idea of it. I am reading his book thinking that he is still alive. How ignorant I am.
He is a Mayavadi.
Who?
How is Huxley?
Aldous. He is useless. Anyone connected with Ramakrishna Mission is a useless man. He is a detective.
He was connected with Ramakrishna Mission.
On one radio show, they quoted from this Dr. Radhakrishna that when you read Bhagavad Gita, you should not think that Krishna is God.
Oh. That's it.
So he is saying, then they say, so even in India they reject this Hare Krishna movement.
Oh.
They say, look, this is the president of India. He is saying, do not take Krishna as God.
So even in your own country, the priest Cox praises us. Mm. We shall deploy them. Yes. Why do you go to India? Here in your country, your countrymen praises us.
Jesus was crucified in his own country.
By his own men.
There is a Bengali proverb, Genghajugi Bhikpayam. In a village, if a saintly person comes from outside, he is invited. And if a saintly person there is in the village, nobody cares for him.
The Bible says the same.
Gyanajyoti Bhikpayam.
This will create some difficulty for your movement.
Hmm? We don't care for him. We'll go on. Caravan will pass. Let the dogs bark.
The dog may bite.
No, barking dog never bites. Barking dog never bites. They simply make that so. Neither they can fight. We shall go now.